guess just first, how would you say practices have been going here now that you're a few weeks in and now, you know, you're approaching the start of the season?
You know, I think they've been going pretty well. I think they're a lot more tense than last year. I think we've came a lot further than we did last year at the beginning of the practice, and you know, I think we're ready to get this thing going.
How much of an impact do you feel that it's had in terms of the amount of depth? Because, you know, Coach McCaffrey was saying that you guys could be playing anywhere from 10 to 11 deep, you know, just Sunday, but over the course of the season, guys are able to stay healthy.
Yeah, depth is, you know, a major factor in us being successful, especially with the playing time and playing guys, 10 to 11 guys, like Coach McCaffrey said. But I think the biggest key is, you know, practice. You know, you're playing against better guys each day in practice, and you have competition to go against, and, you know, you're trying to compete against the other person, which is good.
He was telling a story about how the other day in practice he said he wanted to rip your face off. Those are his words, because I guess you were being tentative and then suddenly you hit 8 threes in a row. Just what do you feel has to maybe get going for you when you are out there to just, you know, take your shot?
You know, I think just my confidence and, you know, like I said earlier, I think when I missed my first couple shots, I got down on myself. And, you know, I've been trying to work on, you know, believing that if I do miss my first couple shots, then the next are going in. And, you know, I've worked on that. And especially thus far in practice, I've been trying to do that. So,
is the amnesia something that you feel you have to have as a shooter?
Yeah, I really think you do. You know, you got to believe. You know, last year when I missed my first couple shots, I always got down on myself, and you really can't get, you can't have that, especially in the Big Ten when you're a shooter. You know, you just got to keep shooting.
Is there ever a situation where you feel like you have to have maybe somebody help, like, get you back up and continue to encourage you in moments like that, or do you feel you've gotten better in terms of, like, being able to just be like, okay, I missed this, just move on?
Yeah, I think I've got better at that, but, you know, it's also good, you know, last year when the coaches would yell at me that I do need to shoot, because, you know, being a freshman, it's hard coming into, you know, a Big Ten school and, you know, shooting when you need to. And, you know, I've got a lot better so far in practice, and, you know, I think it's helped me a lot.
How difficult is that, though, to just keep shooting? You know, and, I mean, because, I mean, especially, like, as you said, if you miss a couple, I mean, how difficult is that to keep that going?
Yeah, it's a lot harder than you think, especially, you know, being a shooter. You know, if you have an off day, you know you're having an off day. So, you know, you get down on yourself. But, you know, like I've said, I've been trying to improve in that category, not getting down on myself, and, you know, just, you know, improving each day and having confidence in my shot every time I shoot it.
I'm sure as a coach's son, you've had it drilled into your head for years to be unselfish, be a team player, everything else. Are you almost having to, like, unlearn those kind of things?
Not really. You know, that was always my game when I was in middle school and high school. You know, I was always unselfish. And, you know, I'm still unselfish. You know, I like getting other players open, you know, free them up. But, you know, Coach keeps preaching to me that I need to keep shooting, and, you know, if that's what I got to do, I got to do that.
It sounds like he really, maybe a couple weeks ago, really had to get on you, it sounds like. I think he used the expression, rip your face off, something like that.
Yeah, that's what they said. But, yeah, he did, and, you know, it helps a lot when he gets on to me. You know, some people would take it, you know, a different way, but, you know, I think it helps me, and I appreciate him for doing that.